Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Make it
come out right. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 1043 The Fan. We are going right to the phones. We're going to talk about a body of water that we probably don't pay enough attention to as we travel around the state on our weekly updates to find out what's going on fishing, and that's Dillon Reservoir, and Randy Ford from up there is going to join us. Good morning, Randy.
How's it going, Terry? Thanks for having me on.
You know, it's going great. Beautiful blue skies down here. What's it like up there?
Oh, man, it's your proverbial fall day up here. We got temps in the mid-50s. The aspens are peaking. Sunshine, and it's just beautiful up here right now. You pretty much couldn't ask for anything better as far as a nice fall Saturday.
Well, and Dillon's not that far from Metro Denver. I mean, really, what, an hour and a half drive?
Yeah, or less.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're coming from and obviously depending on traffic.
There's no traffic on I-70. Don't even bring that up. But no, it isn't very far. And, you know, it gets overlooked, as I was mentioning. Well, I think, Randy, what happened, you know, we've got a lot of premier fishery lakes in Colorado. And Dillon used to be one years ago, and it kind of cycled through some up and down times. And we don't have to go through the whole history of it today because I want to concentrate on what's going on now. And I think it kind of fell, maybe not out of favor, but fell out of notoriety as a fishing destination. But boy, things are changing pretty drastically there, aren't they?
It has, you know. There's been a lot going on as far as efforts in the fisheries management. About 10 years ago, in fact, in 2007, they put forth a real extensive effort on stocking Arctic char in the reservoir. That, as we're seeing now, has taken off. The char proliferating. We're starting to see actual legitimate angling opportunities for those char. The CPW has also been doing a great job on giving us our rainbow trout. We've been getting anywhere from 30 to 50 thousand rainbows every year, and then on top of that, we've been getting close to about 500,000 fingerling rainbow trout. And the sole purpose of that is to inject some forage into a lake that's otherwise somewhat sterile in that manner. We've just got such clear, clean water up here. We don't have the lower end of the food chain like our other reservoirs do. You know, you got Green Mountain north of here. That reservoir has a ton of zooplankton. It's got crayfish. Places like Blue Mesa, you see these great salmon fishing, great growth rates on salmon and small fish because of that lower end of the food chain. Where up in Dillon, we don't have that. It's all super clear, clean, mountain runoff water. It doesn't have that lower end of the food chain. So once a fish hatches in Dillon, it takes it a long time to grow to catchable size.
Well, and so, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, with CPW supplementing some forage in there with some of those fingerlings, that's really helped get some of those fish over the hump into that better catchable range. You know, some of these brown trout, getting them above that 15-inch range into where they stop having to rely on bugs and other things, and they can start eating fish and start growing a bit faster. And it's just really helped us out a lot as far as that goes.
No, and I want to kind of highlight, we don't have a lot of time, but I want to highlight because it's still a great recreational fisherman. Now, if you're looking for a species that maybe you haven't caught before that's different, the Arctic char really provide that. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, you sent me a picture of an Arctic char that would have broke the state record here just recently. And what a gorgeous fish. Tell people about that.
Yeah, you know, we're getting some of these char. Like I said, it's been since 2007 when they started stocking them. So what we're experiencing now is obviously the fish that were stocked then have had plenty of time to grow to catchable size, but it's been shown by some studies by about 2013, those fish that they were stocking started to naturally reproduce. And as of 2013, it was shown that 33% of the char that were sampled in there were a product of natural recourse. So, you know, we're getting into the age now, so to speak, to where some of those naturally hatched fish have grown to catchable size. So when they first stocked them, they'd put 3,000 or 4,000 in at a time. Relatively, that's not a whole lot of fish, you know, but if it, you know, say you get 20 or 30 char go into an area and spawn, they're literally going to lay thousands and thousands of eggs. So that's where we're starting to see a little bit of a takeoff. We're getting into the time frame now where there's more and more of those fish that were naturally hatched that are getting bigger and like I said, offering more of a legitimate angling opportunity.
How big was that recent char that was caught?
It was 23 inches and just a hair over 5 pounds. It would have beat the current state record by almost a pound.
But they chose not to harvest it. Is that right?
Yeah, my client chose not to keep it, and she honestly, Terry, she asked for my recommendation, and I recommended that she release it. You know, that's just a special fish. We don't have very many of them in there. It would have been great for my business, but you know, sometimes I guess you just go with your heart, and we decided to put that fish back and let it get down in there and hopefully inseminate some eggs with its really great genetics.
Now, we've only got a couple minutes left, Randy, and I want to touch on the other aspect of fishing, Dylan, that you really promote and present opportunities to the people. You take care of a lot of the tourists and people who stay up there, and a lot of families, by taking advantage of those stock trout up there. You take people out on a pontoon boat, and you teach them how to fish that basic trout fishing. And I think that's a tremendous, tremendous guide service that you offer there. But also it's an opportunity that's available to people that drive up for the day. So what is the trout fishing like there for the stock trout and maybe a few holdovers?
You know, we don't see a whole lot of holdover rainbow trout at all, Terry. So we do rely on the stockings for good rainbow trout fishing. We only got stocked once this year, early on in the summer. That batch of fish, you know, it's kind of spread out. A fair amount of them have died out. So, you know, what we are picking up are the few of the holdovers that we do have as far as rainbows go. But right now, what we've been targeting mostly is the brown trout. We've also have kokanee salmon that are really bunching up right now for their pre-spawn. Dylan, kokanee salmon spawn really late. You know, you look at some of these other reservoirs, those fish are colored up. They're moving right into the peak of the spawn. We've still got silver four-year-olds still, you know, in the pre-spawn mode. So those kokanee are bunching up. So we get people out there fishing for those this time of year and fishing for the browns. And like you mentioned, our whole MO, so to speak, is family-friendly fishing. We provide kids 10 and under fish free. So we try to make it as affordable as we can to get families out and get people out. You know, one of the most important things for us is when I was a kid, I just had this fascination for fishing. My father wasn't into it. He facilitated it for me as much as he could, but he had to rely on information from other people. So going into this deal, opening up this guide service, one of my biggest goals is to offer that for parents who may not be fishermen themselves, but they've got a born fisherman on their hands, a young angler, and they, you know, they want to facilitate it for them. So one of the funnest things I get to do is show parents how they can facilitate the sport and make fishing available and fun for their little angler, so to speak.
Randy, we are out of time. How would people get a hold of you?
You can just hit our website at fishdylan.com, or you can just give me a call direct at 970-485-9560. And if you give me a call and let me know that you heard about us on Terry's show here, I'll give you 10% off.
All right, and we will talk to you as you get close to ice fishing. I know you do a lot of that, too. Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome, Terry. Have a great day.
You bet. That's Randy, fishdylan.com. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, Ed Gorman's going to join us, and we're going to talk about a great program that Colorado has here for hunting and a little bit about the Upland Game on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.